fire. The grey area watched it all happen, carried in its cradle of fields by the three silent warships. Part of it wanted to whoop and cry hurrah, seeing this detonation of materiel sufficient to smash a war machine 10 times, 100 times the size of the approaching affronter fleet. Ah, the things you could do if you had the time and patience, and no treaties to adhere to or agreements to uphold. Another part of it watched with horror as the accession swelled, obliterating the view ahead, rampaging out like an explosion still greater than that of ships the sleeper service had just produced. It was like the energy grid itself had been turned inside out, as though the most massive black hole in the universe had suddenly turned white and bloated into some Big Bang eruption of fury between the universes. A forest-leveling storm, capable of devouring the sleeper service and all its ships, as though it were a tree, and they mere leaves. The grey area was fascinated and appalled. It had never thought to experience anything like this. It had grown up within a universe almost totally free from threat, providing you didn't try to do anything utterly stupid, like plunge into a black or a white hole. There was simply no natural force that could threaten a ship of its power and sophistication. Even a supernova held little threat, handled properly. This was different. Nothing like this had been seen in the galaxy since the worst days of the Adiran War 500 years earlier, and even then not remotely on such a scale. This was terrifying. To touch this abomination with anything less perfectly attuned to its nature than the carefully dispersed wings of an engine field would be like an ancient fragile rocket ship falling into a sun, like a wooden sea ship encountering an atomic blast. This was a fireball of energies from beyond the remit of reality, a monstrous wall of flame to devastate anything in its path. Grief! This could swallow me, too, thought the grey area. Meat shit. Same went for the jaundiced outlook, for that matter. It might be making peace with oneself time.